bless you. God bless each and every one of you today. And I want to acknowledge some names. Everybody had something powerful to say. Everybody had a message. And if Ike wanted to hear the message has been brought forth so far. Now we want to come to this portion. I want to acknowledge the name of the Reverend Al Green. Buddy Guy. Tina Turner. They could not be with us today. Let's give them a big round of applause for their thoughts. But let me show you how good God is. You're blessed to be in a great cathedral. And normally, when we're blessed to be in a cathedral like this, the founder or the pastor or the bishop is either in Washington, D.C. or someplace where he's not able to meet or be there with you. But out of honor and respect, this great man of God, let's get up on our feet and just give him a big hand clap. Bishop Norv Jones is here. Say amen. Say it again.
Amen.
Say it like you mean it. Sit on down. Thank you, Bishop. On behalf of the Turner family, Ike would be proud that he was honored with everyone's presence here today. Let me say this to you, the family members, one by one, now come together stronger than ever. Remember who you are and what you are and what you stand for. And if you do nothing, and I'm speaking as a father of 21 children and 88 grandchildren, and 18 great-grandchildren. Now's the time for you to stand up and be counted. Now's the time for you to take the legacy of Ike Turner and make it work for you. Everything that Ike didn't do, you can do. But you must be together. You must stand together as one. Not divided, but united. The Word of God says that we are supposed to love one another. This is the only commandment that he gave. A lot of people are confused. They believe that he commanded this and commanded that and commanded this. But he said, if you just love ye one another. The problem that we have, we don't understand what love is all the time. Sometimes we allow love to get confused with life or get confused with compassion or affection or complexion or connection or money. I don't want to get funny, but some of you know exactly what I'm talking about today. But here is a man that was not what his father wanted him to be. A preacher. I listened to everybody talk today. Nobody really mentioned one thing. Ike was a teacher. Come on, you know he was. And everyone that he taught them something different. He gave them a rule of thumb, and he moved forward on it. I remember Ike in his studio on La Brea. when he would allow people to come in and record that didn't have no money. He would try to give them a break. Singers and musicians. Didn't make any difference who you were. If you had some talent, come on in and let's do something. This is something that you don't find today. And I'm here today not to represent what Ike Turner stood for. I'm here to let you know that Ike got a better gig. And he took it. And he didn't take his band. Say thank God. And he decided that the deal was too good to refuse. When you get called by somebody so high that you can't look low, it's time to go. I don't care how hard you try to hold on to somebody. When God gets ready for you, you got to move. Ike moved not to another room, not to another state, not to another city, but another dimension. Standing still in place, waiting for his grace. Now I say to you today, my friends and my family, my loved ones, and all of you wonderful visitors from everywhere, you great celebrities and stars, the biggest star in the world is the Almighty God. He's not the superstar, he's the maker of the superstar. This is the day, if you loved Ike, Ike's got his and gone. This is not Ike laying here, this is a casket. But if you loved Ike, and you, how many, just raise your hand and say, how many love Ike? Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Now watch this. How many of you are saved today? Raise your hand. Come on now. I see two hands. How many of you not saved today? Raise your hand. Come on. Then you need to get up here. This is the day that you need to give the gift of life to yourself. This is the time, the greatest gift that you can give is repenting of your sins and giving Jesus Christ your life. For you don't know the day or the hour or the time when you may be called for a mission and a position you're going to have to fill. There is not one of us in here today can honestly say, I've got it under control. Only God has it under control. He's the beginning and the end. He's first and he's last. He's mathematics. And he's time. He has your number and he has your time. Are you ready? Are you willing? Are you able to accept Christ as your personal Savior? Is there one? Is there just one at the cross where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away? It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I'm happy all the day.